I told you all last week how blessed I was with two businesses. And at the end of this, I'm going to tell you how blessed I am with two homes. But the key to this is your foundation, and then your tribulations, and then your blessings. So if you would, go with me to Malachi 3, 6 to 12, I believe. I'm not going to keep you very long. I see them honeymooners up there. I know how it is, I tell you. To God be the glory. It says, for I am the Lord, I charge not, I change not. Before ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your father, ye are gone away from my laws and my commandments and have not kept them. And then the Lord said, return unto me. Sometimes, you know, that's what all God wants us to do is to return unto him. And, you know, and the thing is, who are we going to choose? We're going to choose death or life. And God, he loves us so much, no matter how mistakes, no matter how many mistakes we make, or no matter what we do, he still has his arm open up saying, return unto me. And I will return unto you. Look at that. And he said, and I will return unto you. And it's a scripture that says, if you draw nigh unto me, I draw nigh unto thee. And it says, the Lord of hosts, but ye said, where shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, where have I robbed thee? In tithes and in offering. And I'm telling y'all, the foundation of being blessed is paying your tithes and your offering. So many times we have hang-ups, habits, maybe drinking, smoking, fishing, hunting. We put a lot of money, a lot of effort into those things. But if we don't miss the first principle of being blessed is paying your tithes and your offering. That's the first principle of being blessed, to pay your tithes and your offering. And then it says, ye are cursed with a curse. That's if you don't pay them, y'all. Sometimes, you know, the thing was, you work all week, and then Friday you get your check, Saturday, and it's gone. Cursed with a curse, because you didn't pay your tithes. Ye are robbing me, even this whole nation. Now, he just not pointing out no one. But you know if you're paying them, and if you're not, you know if you cursed them, if you're not. Because sometimes when you don't pay them tithes, it seems like your pocket's got holes in them. You have money today and money be gone. Then it says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now. It means prove me. He said, do it and see what I won't do. See if I won't do what I say I do. Just try it. I beg anybody tonight, if you're not doing it, I beg you to try it Sunday morning and see what God will do for you. And there where said the Lord of hosts, I will not open you the windows of heaven. He said, if I will not open up the windows of heaven. It didn't say window. It said windows. Windows of heaven. Your health, your finances, your everything. Because in John, I think it says that the word of John spoke, he said what? That you may prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. So the key is getting the word into you. And then as you do what God said do, then all those other things will be added unto you. I think Matthew, 6:33 say, seek thee first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And see, the difference on that thing, way the world do it, the world chase out the homes and cars and nice jewelry and nice things. But see, when you seek thee first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, those things chase after you. And I'm a living witness, y'all. I had a shop that chased out to me. I didn't even want it. But hey, when you operate in the principle of God, whether you want it or not, there it is. And you know, and I thank God for it. And I'm telling you, if you want to be blessed, try these principles that I'm teaching on tonight. And I promise you, you'll be blessed. And it says, I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. And see, the thing is that most people don't understand. God blesses you to be a blessing. You know, the young rich ruler in the gospel, he told Jesus, he said, what must I do? And Jesus said, sell all that you have and come follow me. And it hurted him. And then he said, then his life was accounted that same night. So I'm telling you. You better get this word while it's fresh and do what God wants you to do and watch your blessings be here on earth. See, the thing is about a sinner can operate in these principles I'm telling y'all about. And guess what? The blessing is going to overtake him. Because God, he said he will not change. That's what he said up there in the 6-7. He will not change. If he said it, he's going to do it. And I'm telling you, we being Christians, should be our first principle besides accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And so, but so many times we get caught up on our raising. Like I shared with y'all last week, I was about 6 or 7 years old when my grandmother, I sold some plums to my grandmother for $5. My grandmother said, now give God 10%. That's your tithe. And from that day forward to now, I pay my tithe. And that's where a lot of these blessings y'all hear me talking about. It come from the basis. And then as you get on over into the New Testament, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. See, every time you close your hand, you may have 100 a day. And if you just close that hand for a year, guess what? When you open that 100, it's going to, sometime that sweat might even eat it up. You might not have it. But I'm telling you, if you give, he promised you Luke 6:38, I believe, says, give and it shall be given back unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and run. Listen to all that. Good measure. That means ever ending. Good measure. Shake down. I'm talking about when you look in that barrel, you know ain't nothing in there, and you look in there, it's shake down. There it is. Running over. I'm talking about you just wondering that, Lord, let's look at this. It's just study running over. Just running over. Just running over. And see, when it's running over, don't try to catch it. Call your friends and your loved ones and listen for the Holy Spirit for God to tell you, go bless so-and-so. Go bless so-and-so. See, a lot of time ministers on TV, they'll preach this thing, but they don't give you the foundation. The foundation, the first thing they'll tell you, that God blessed me. God told me to do. And seeing God is wanting to tell us to do also. Because a lot of times, just because God told him to do it, you're not even ready to do it. And you'll do it, and then you'll be confused because you're wondering why this not happening to me. Why I don't have a home. Why I don't have this vehicle. Why I don't have it. So the best thing is to do is get in God's word and learn God's word. And then when he say, do. And then you'll have a testimony for what Christ has done for you. And then it goes on and says, and I will rebuke the devourer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm talking about when you look like ain't nothing happening, just remember, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. See, when you get stuck in a rut, it ain't for you to fall over, or roll over, or that, but it's for you to think about the last blessing that when you didn't know how it was going to happen, how God brought you through. Think about when God bless you over here, instead of looking at the situation over here, like Robert said, praise it. Go to praising God. Say, I know what my God can do. And you know what I'm telling you? Think about the good times when you're going through that, because that's the way you can be of good cheer. Because the Bible says you're going to have these trials and tribulations here on earth. But he said, be of good cheer. And the only way you can be of good cheer is thinking about how good God has been to you back there when you're having an experiencement right there. It's not for that experiencement to make you turn away from God. It's to make you draw unto God. Because God said, if you cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. And I'm telling you, we got so many promises in God's word. Just cast it over. Say, okay, Lord, I don't know the reason. I don't know if it's me. Show me, Lord, where I've been wrong. Show me where I might need forgive my sister or my brother. And then if you examine yourself, then you can rejoice even more because you know you're lining up with God's word and it's going to come to pass. Then it goes on and it says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Shall not destroy the things that he'll bless you with. So many times people say, Brother Andy, I got blessed. And then tomorrow I see them, they talking about, well, this happened, that happened. Automatically, I know. They might have was blessed, but they wasn't doing what they supposed to do, because the Bible say, I will rebuke the devourer. And see, and so many times when you're not paying those tithes, you get a blessing. Because he said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. But in order for that fruit to bear and to become greater and greater, you have to do these principles. You got to pay your tithes and your offering. And Pastor, I'm not getting on them tonight about that, because we all should know that. It's just in my heart. So many times we don't know what we need to do. And so many times y'all listened to me last week saying, now how is that happening? I'm telling you how it's happening tonight because of God's word. And it said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. In other words, don't give up because it ain't here today. Keep praising him. Keep praising him. The more you praise him, the more the bigger the blessing get. I'm telling you, so many times we want it like a microwave overnight. It don't happen overnight, y'all. Now, some blessings can. But the big blessing, a lot of time, is not that he don't want to bless you, but he have to prepare you to receive the blessing. Because if your heart is not right when you get the blessing, it won't do you any good. So don't be all down and hard on yourself just because it's not happening tomorrow. So that's the foundation of where them two businesses come and where I got two homes. That's my foundation. But now let me tell you about my trials and my tribulation. Let's go to James 1. Everybody ought to know this one. James 1. Verse 2, my brother, my Lord, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations, when various things come up on you, just out of the blue, unordinary. You just don't understand what to do. He said, count it all joy. Remember what I said? Think about the good time. That's where the joy come in. Because he said, we are all, going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. See, that of good cheer is right here. It's called joy. Cheer and joy is the same thing. But the joy is rejoicing where he brought you from. Not worrying about what you're going through, because all you're doing is going through something to take you higher and higher in him to receive more blessings, and so you can have greater testimonies. And then the thing is about that, when you get blessed, it's just a beginning. Your ministry just started, because now you got to teach others to become blessed. And when you overcome things, you overcome them to teach them how to overcome. Because we're living in a world now it's just this is happening, that is happening. But you know why? We're not keeping our eyes on Jesus. We're not keeping our face in his word. We're not standing on our bending knees and lifting our hands to praise. We got to get back into doing all those things that God said, make him move on your behalf. It says, and knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. How many of us tonight need patience, y'all? If you need patience, raise your hand. Witness to the Lord. Say, Lord, now with your hands in there, I'm going to say, Lord, we just crying out. We owning up to it right now, Lord, that we need your help, Lord. We need your patience tonight, Lord. We need you to teach us your ways, oh Lord, that we may walk in your truth, Lord, and unite our heart to fear your name, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. And I'm telling you, that's what we got to do, y'all. When you read that word, what I get out of reading the word of God is two things. I'm even rejoicing or else I'm repenting. And I'm telling you, both of them good. Both of them good. And then it said, but let patience have a perfect work. In other words, complete. See, a lot of times, just because you ask for it today and don't get it tomorrow, it's having a perfect work. You sow an apple seed today, you won't pick an apple tomorrow. But you keep on watering that seed and getting the grass and the weeds out. And see, that's what Jesus will be doing in our life when we ask for something. Getting those things out of us that's going to hinder us when we do get the blessing. And I'm telling you, God is so good, because when he want to bless us, he want us to be blessed. He don't want us to be fools, because the Bible say, a fool and his money shall soon depart. And see, so many times if your money is soon to depart, it means something ain't right. So examine yourself. Don't get hard down on yourself. Just examine yourself. Say, Lord, what is I'm doing wrong? Where is I'm going wrong, Lord? And I'm telling you, he'll let you know. And then he's such a gentleman. He won't be no harsh. Well, you need to do this. You need to do that. He'll take you all back when you was a kid and tell you what is happening, that happened. And he's, oh, now I see why I'm not being blessed. And then that's where the repentance come in. Then you repent. And then before you know it, he lift you on up a little higher. That you may be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. Everybody say, wanting nothing. I'm telling you now, wouldn't that be great, not wanting nothing? And I'm telling you, that's his word. And he want all of us to be blessed, that we want it, that we don't want anything. And with my trials and my tribulation, y'all, I told you about the second shop that I got, and I got it in 2011, and boy, 2012, that whole year, I didn't take home 5 or 7 checks. And it's what, 54 weeks in a year? 52 or 54 weeks in a year. And now you do the math. But yet and still, here I am. I thank God for my trials and tribulations. because I endured. I didn't give up. And then the thing is, when you get ready to give up, my wife told me, she said, and you done let doubt set in. You need to repent. And I took my wife a word and I went and repented. And from that day forward, I saw God taking me through the storm. And I just thank God for my wife, y'all. And I thank God for his word. And, you know, we all need somebody to have our back. The Bible said we must encourage one another. It says the when you're going through the what is the infirm, the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. See, we all get weak sometimes. Don't never think you're too high minded that you're not going to get weak. I can promise you, your day is coming, because it's not me promising, but the word said we're going to have trials and tribulations. But he said, be of good cheer. Say, I'm going to be of good cheer when I go through mine. Let me hear y'all say, I want to be of good cheer when I go through mine. I'm telling you, that's the only way to beat it. See, and then the thing is, the only thing to defeat the enemy is God's word. In Matthew, fourth chapter of Matthew, what did Jesus say? He said, get thee behind me, say. For man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And when you find yourself putting God's word in your mouth, I promise you, your storm won't be near as hard and it won't be near as rough. Because you're going to stand on God's word and you're going to see this thing come to pass. And that's what I did out of them seven checks, I think. It was five or seven. But five or seven out of 54, I don't care if it's five or seven. Look, do the math. But I thank God that I endured to the end. And then on that, me and my wife, we was believing God for another home. And the kids, they always be gone every summer with the grandmother to Virginia. We thank God for grandmothers. You know, I really do, because you 60 and 70 years old driving all the way from Virginia to get your grandkids. That's a blessing. But then also, you know, grandma and grandpa ain't going to come get no bad kids. They ain't going to drive all the way from Virginia to get no bad kids either now. So I thank God for my good kids and for my wife. And I'm not bragging, y'all. It's just facts. You know, it's just facts. And I thank God for that. So, and then when all that was said and done, we were sitting there believing God for a home. We looked at a few of them and we were just looking. And to show you what I said earlier, seek thee first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all things shall be added unto you. See, a lot of people get up and hit that clock every morning to pay for that house. What you're doing then, if you're doing that, what you're doing, you're not seeking God first. You're seeking the wiles of the world. And don't get me wrong, we should work by the sweat of our brow. But the thing is, seek God first, and then as you work, you'll be being blessed. And so what happened, we were sitting there, and a guy come knocked on the door. And I opened the door. He said, come here, man, I need to talk to you. I said, okay. And then he got his mother had a house, and they had a shop behind the house, and he had a house and about 2 acres of land on commercial property. And, you know, he was telling me all of that things. He said, what I got for you, he said, I got a deal for the both, or else you can choose which one you want. And so we got to talk, and he took me to the brick home, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, and the shop out back. And then we went to the manufacturer home, 4-bath, about 4-bedroom, 2-bath. And we was just sitting there talking. And he said, Andy, I got 2 people right now that already made me an offer. But mama and daddy said, give you and Maria the first offer. You know, tell me her God ain't good. Cause see, when you get at a sale something, now, if you like me, when you get at a sale something, if that money laying right there, it's sold. It's sold, because I'm ready to sell. But see, that's, if you remember last week, that's the same thing happened. I went to the bank to get the money to pay for it and didn't have to get the money. That's when you seek thee first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And the same thing this time was homes instead of businesses. And we were sitting there, and so when we got finished, the guy said, what you think? I said, man, I tell you. I said, you need to give me some. I said, I'm good with numbers. Give me some numbers on what you just showed me. And he showed, and he gave me some numbers on that. And then he said, 2 people had the check. I'm like, wow, God, it must be you. And then not only that, it's going to even get a little better. Because once he did that, he looked up at me and said, what you going to do? I said, man, I got to pray about this. I said, I don't never make a deal or holler, do anything without praying. And he said, that's what I wanted to hear. He said, on a business deal like that, you need to pray. He said, I said, give me about 30 or 45 days. He said, I tell you what, take long as you want. I'm like, now this thing for sale. And he got a couple checks waiting on him. But he telling me to take much as I want. To God be the glory. That's what I'm telling you. Where I read where he'll rebuke the devourer. He'll rebuke the devourer. He'll put things on hold for you if you're doing the right thing. And he'll prepare you along the way to receive what he has for you. But you have to endure. You have to hold on, and you got to be obedient to his word. And being obedient to his word is what really bring the blessing. So we were sitting there, and then I went and told my wife, and she was just jumping. Because probably two or three months before then, the Lord had told her to go to packing up things and put over in this corner what you're going to give away, and then put right there what you're going to pack up. And she was doing it. I was just sitting there looking. I didn't touch nothing. I was just sitting there looking at her. And then by the time that guy got through talking to me, I went to looking around, see what I want to give away and what I want to keep. You know, I tell you, God is good. And then when all that happened, that was probably in about July. And then about them 30 days was over with it, the guy knocked on the door. He said, I tell you what, Andy. Y'all just go ahead and move in. Just move in. I'm like, well, I ain't give you my, I'm not worried about that. I already know. Just move in. I said, I ain't been to the bank. Move in. I said, yes, sir. We're going to move in. And I tell you what, we stayed there probably for about 3 months. Now tell me, God ain't good. We stayed in a place 3 months where we were paying rent at first. And now we pay free living. I'm telling you. Now tell me, God ain't good. But I'm telling you now, read Malachi 3:6-12. And that's good. That's your beginning. That's a foundation. See, when you build your foundation, you have something to build on. But if you got a weak foundation, every time you build on it, it's going to fall. It's going to fall. But if you build on something strong, what God have told you to do, it won't fall. So after all that happened, it probably was about, December? Was it December when we got the loan? Now think about September to December. Nobody but God. And you know, and God truly blessed me when the appraiser come out. He say, son, how do you keep getting these good deals? I said, my heavenly father loved me. I said, he say, don't you know this the best piece of property on 79? This the only place on 79 where it don't flood? I said, wow. And then he said, don't you know, son, just the land alone is more than what you paying for the land and two homes and a shop out back? I said, hush your mouth. I said, hush your mouth. This thing was getting better and better. And see, that's what God does. It gets better and better and better. The more you do, the better it gets. And I'm telling you, if you just try, take your time and try. And then the blessings come. That's part of the blessing. We went through all the trials. You're going to have some heartaches and pain. But see, most people, you know, what you do, you put Bengay when your back go to her, and you use a little Bengay or take an Advil for a headache. But you know what I use for back pain and headache? The word of God. My God, I just started quoting, stressing. He sent his word in Psalms. He said he sent his word and they was healed. And then 2 Peter 2:24 say, by his stripes I am healed. And you know, just start rejoicing what God's word has said. I'm talking about pain will leave, everything will leave. But the joy of the Lord will be in the place. So then I got them blessings, and then it says right here, we're going at the end, y'all. It says, look at James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endured temptation. My Lord, say, blessed is the man that endured. Most of us, we run from temptation. We run, well, temptation means trials. We run from those things. But I'm telling you what, when you put your hand in God's hand and get your faith built up by reading his word, he said, you shall know my word, and my word shall what? Make you free. He said, whomso the Son set free is free indeed. You know, I tell you, I just get excited about God's word. And in every situation that you're going to have or you're ever going to go through here on earth, find God's word. That's what I love about Pastor Elaine. You ask Pastor Elaine to pray for you. First thing she's going to ask you, what word is you standing on? And I tell you what, because without that, you don't have nothing to stand on. But if she know that you're a babe, she will pray with you and give you a word to stand on. But people, we need a word when we ask somebody, go to somebody and ask them to pray. What if they say, yes, ma'am, I'm going to pray for you. Or, yes, sir, I'm going to pray for you. And they get home and it slipped their mind. If you got God's word, you don't need their prayer. Because the word says now the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And we do need to pray for one another, but I'm just saying that anything could happen. So many things are going on now to, we got good intention, but we don't follow through everything we say we're going to do. You know, and the thing is about that, that's because we have a good heart and we want to do good things, but it don't mean we're going to do them all. So I'm telling you, get God's word and then you have it all. It said, blessed is the man that endure temptation, but when he is tried, listen now, y'all, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. And you know, the word of God said, if you love me, you'll do what? He said he'd pay you. You rob me in my tithes and my offering. So that's one of his commandments. Pay your tithes and your offering and receive the blessing of the Lord upon your life. And then I want you to come and tell me how good God is. To God be the glory. I thank each and every one for coming out tonight. I thank Pastor Jonathan and Pastor Jennifer for inviting me. And I pray that I said something that will help you and will encourage you to be blessed. Amen.